You're listening to Faith with Friends podcast, where we talk about faith, relationships, and spiritual growth. Welcome to our circle and the conversation where we seek to know God and make Him known. Now, here's your host, Lisa Lorenzo.
Obedience. Today's word is obedience. It's not passive. It's not easy. It's rarely convenient. But when Jesus chose to obey, He didn't just comply, He surrendered. He didn't just say yes, He gave everything. And because of that obedience, we now have access to everything. Welcome back, friend. Today we stop at a moment in Jesus' life that wasn't easy. It was a decision, it was a turning point, and it was a moment that He resolved in His heart to look forward. Luke 9:51 says, as the time approached for Him to be taken up to heaven, Jesus resolutely set out for Jerusalem. This was not just a travel update. This was Jesus setting His face towards the cross with full knowledge of what it would cost Him and full love for the people that it would save. Again, as the time approached for Him to be taken up to heaven, Jesus resolutely set out for Jerusalem. Obedience is not just about following rules. It's not about looking good to others. It's not about earning approval. In the Bible, obedience is relational. It's a loving response to God's voice. In Hebrew, it's to hear or respond. In Greek, it's to listen under and to submit to what is heard. Obedience is hearing God's voice and trusting Him enough to say yes, even when it costs you something and even when it costs you everything. So let's look at what it cost Jesus to obey. And let's not sanitize this moment. When Jesus resolutely set out for Jerusalem, He was setting His face toward what? Towards the betrayal of somebody that He loved, rejection of His own people, of being mocked and humiliated and an unjust trial, being physically tortured, beaten, spit on, and crucified, the emotional anguish of separation and loneliness and sorrow and heartbreak, and the spiritual weight of bearing the full wrath of God for the sin of the world. And that sounds so easy, the sin of the world, for my sin and your sin, even the sins that we do today. He knew every detail, and He still walked forward. In John 27, verses 27 and 28, it says, now my soul is troubled, and what shall I say? Father, save me from this hour? No, it was for this very reason I came to this hour. Father, glorify your name. Obedience for Jesus looked like choosing the cross over comfort, choosing purpose over popularity, and choosing you, my friend, over His own personal preservation. Jesus' obedience wasn't just about the pain, it was about purpose. And through His obedience, we received forgiveness. A clean slate. Romans 5:19 says, through the obedience of the one man, the many will be made righteous. We receive reconciliation, a restored relationship with God. Hebrews 10 verses 19 and 20 says, we have confidence to enter the most holy place by the blood of Jesus. And we have victory. We have victory over sin, over death, and over shame. And Philippians 2 verses 8 through 11 shows that because Jesus obeyed, He was exalted, and now every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. His obedience, it unlocked our freedom, and His yes became our way home. So now the question turns to us. What does obedience look like in your life? And maybe it's laying down pride and asking forgiveness of someone you've hurt. Maybe it's forgiving somebody that hurt you, knowing they will never ask for forgiveness. Maybe it's saying yes to something really scary, but Spirit-led. Maybe it's trusting God with the unknown or refusing to compromise when no one's watching. Obedience will cost you something, but it will give you so much more. It's not about performance. It's about love. We obey because He first loved us. Here's a few unchanging facts. Jesus' obedience was both substitutionary on our behalf and victorious, conquering sin. True obedience comes from relationship, never religion. And God honors obedience with His presence, with a purpose, and with His peace. When Jesus decided to head to Jerusalem, to head to the cross. He didn't hesitate. He resolutely set his face towards the cross for the joy set before him, and that joy was you. So today, may your heart echo his, not my will, but yours be done. And let this be our prayer. Jesus, thank you for obeying when it costs you everything. Teach me to love you enough to say yes, even when it's hard, and make my heart bold, make my step sure, and let my obedience become worship. I encourage you to read the entire chapter of Luke 9 and ask God to reveal more about Jesus to you on this day, during this time, as we look also towards the cross and thank him for his obedience. Until next time, friend.
Thanks for joining us for today's Faith with Friends podcast. We hope you will like and subscribe as we continue the conversation. Follow us on Instagram at Faith with Friends. If you enjoyed this podcast, would you forward to your friends so our circle will continue to grow?